Here are today's top stories. Early voting in the Chicago area is at an all-time high, higher than 2008, when the city chose Barack Obama for president. What's that mean? Well, it means one of two things. One, voters are motivated to push their candidate over the top. Or two, early voting stickers are just cooler than regular voting day stickers. I personally hate early voting, which is really just a way to make me feel like a procrastinator. Oh, you haven't voted yet? You're going to vote on the actual election day? Gross. Okay, obviously I care more about democracy than you do. Let's go, guys. Wait up. Oh. Chance the Rapper got into the early voting business today with a free concert called Parade to the Polls. It started at Grant Park, followed by a trip over to 15 West Washington for early voting. So if you like standing in long lines and Lil Wayne? Oh, Lil Wayne's not there? Oh. Well, if you like standing in long lines, yeah, get there. The final day of the election, and here are the updates from the Trump and Clinton camps. Trump's people banned him from Twitter today just to make sure he doesn't do a 3 a.m. tweet bender. He's probably getting the shakes right about now. Must tweet how sad, sad Hillary said. Trump slammed Clinton for having Jay-Z and Beyonce at a recent rally, saying they don't represent the values of Americans, thanks to the vulgar, suggestive lyrics in their music. Come on, man. You can't make that stuff up. If I were Jay-Z, I'd name my next album Locker Room Talk. Right? Come on. Really? Is it just me? Clinton's people canceled the permit for a firework display on the Hudson tomorrow night. They were going to shoot off fireworks if they won the election for the entire New York City and parts of Jersey to see. And now they aren't because they realize, A, that that's like Louis XIV level of hubris, right? They can have the fireworks. And B, if they lose, when asked for comment, Clinton was like, no, they're not for the election. They're for no evidence in the new batch of emails. All right, but you know what? Enough of the presidential campaign. What about the races closest to us? Here's what I know. Tammy Duckworth versus Mark Kurt for Senate. Kirk found a way to get racist against Duckworth at a recent debate, you know, because I guess it's just not a campaign in 2016 without it. Duckworth hasn't done much, mostly because Kirk distanced himself from Trump early on, and frankly, that's all the Democrats know how to campaign against. Wait, he doesn't like Trump? But what about all the millions of ads that say he likes Trump? What are we going to do? Just say it anyway. They're not going to notice. Let's see, in the 10th, you got Schneider versus Dole. They fight each other every 2 years. Can I be honest? I don't know which one's the actual sitting congressman right now. It's like the Seuss story, Starbelly Sneeches, or the movie Face Off. Which one is which? Who am I supposed to hate? I don't know. And Leslie Munger versus Susana Mendoza for comptroller. Wait, can we just write in the ghost of Judy Bart Topinka? Cool? We cool. And of course, the State House. Lots of money being put into lots of negative ads. But will we see a change in the supermajority in the Illinois House? Essentially, voters get to choose whether or not the turnaround agenda is something Rauner will continue to push. Frankly, if spending a ton of money on negative ads is the only movement in Springfield this fall, why even have a government? Let's do all of this by voicemail. If you want a safe roads amendment, press 1. If you'd like for not-for-profits to be paid by the state, press 2. If you'd like lawmakers to work more and get paid less, in weather, it's supposed to rain sometime soon, right? Tomorrow? I think it's tomorrow. Man, I should have early voted. In sports, the Cubs twerked it up on SNL over the weekend. Jake Arrieta shaved his beard, and thousands of people stood in line to get into Macy's to meet Javi Baez today. Tonight, they'll announce the finalists for all postseason hardware. Next week's the actual announcement of the winners. The Cubs, they're going to have finalists in pretty much every category. Don't look now, but the Blackhawks must be inspired by the Cubs championship because they are playing big. They swept back-to-backs with Dallas over the weekend and now have a 6-game winning streak and are all alone atop the Central. Heck yeah, that's how you do it. Non-stop championship caliber sport in this town month after month. Even if it's only the Cubs and Hawks, right? And after a strong start, the Bulls have come down to earth with 3 straight losses. They are now 3-3, which unfortunately has them at the bottom of the Central. They have the 3-3 Orlando Magic tonight. Quick, name 2 players on the Orlando Magic. No Google. You can't do it. Nobody can do it. Even people in Orlando are like, is Penny Hardaway still playing? The Bears got the bye week at the right time as they're healthier than they've been in a long while. Guards Josh Sitton and Kyle Long are back. Wide receiver Eddie Royal and nose tackle Eddie Goldman. All right. They have a favorable schedule in the next couple weeks and a very mediocre NFC North. Now, I know they're only 2-6, but a couple of wins? What am I doing? Who am I kidding? Back to Sunday yard work for the remainder of the year. Come on. Maybe even start knitting, but no more Bears. And how about the Illini winning a game against Michigan State on Saturday? Michigan State, of course, the worst they've been in years, but still, a win is a win. They're 3-6, but a few games, again, what am I doing? Saturday yard work too, right? I'm going to have the best-looking yard just in time for winter. No more football. And finally tonight, a new craze has taken over social media. It's called the Mannequin Challenge, and it's where you pose, freeze that pose, and somebody films it. You put a rap track behind it, and boom, social media gold. Groups of kids, mostly in schools, are doing it. Google it. It's great. And frankly, freezing in time is probably the best way to deal with the decision you have to make tomorrow for 2016. Well, that's the carryout for November 7th, 2016. Hey, we too are doing the Mannequin Challenge, starting now.